Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
With the smooth touch of Mr. Bongo, Jack Costanzo, we bang our way into a new hour of Neon Jazz. That was the tune El Diablito. Jack was born in 1919 back in Chicago, and at the age of 96 here in 2015, he is still a superb composer, conductor, and drummer, active, sporadically in live gigs and giving a story out to the people. So Mr. Bongo visited Havana about 7 times in his life and learned to play Afro-Cuban rhythms on the bongos and congas. In the very beginning, he was a dancer touring as a team with his wife before World War II. After his discharge from the Navy, he worked as a dance instructor at the Beverly Hills Hotel, where Latin band leader Bobby Ramos heard Costanzo playing bongos in a jam session and offered him a job. During a recent interview that we were fortunate to have with Jack at Neon Jazz, this is what he had to say about picking the bongos.
I picked the bongos. I was going dancing in a ballroom called Mary Gardens in Chicago. They brought a band from Puerto Rico to the ballroom. He was there for 2 weeks. Anyway, the drummer on one song came up and played bongos, and I was hooked from then on.
He is well known for touring with Stan Kenton in the 1940s and playing with other big names in jazz, like Nat King Cole, the Billy May Orchestra, Peggy Lee, Ray Anthony, Charlie Barnett, Francis Fay, Dinah Shore, Xavier Cugat, Frank Sinatra, Tony Curtis, and the list goes on and on and on. And this is what he had to say to me about performing with the best in the business.
Playing Birdland on Mondays and sitting in with all the great players was really a great thing. I was in New York so many different times, playing at the Paramount Theater with Nat King Cole, with Stan Kenton, many times. And each time we were there for 3 and 4 weeks. So I had a chance to really get around, mix with the musicians, some of the great ones like Miles Davis.
And as one of the very few cats in Hollywood who could teach the bongos, he schooled the likes of Marlon Brando and Gary Cooper on how to play the instrument. He continues to tell his story through words and music from his home base of California. And this cat is a true titan. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of bongo mania, cool jazz cats, fountains, and a downright 2015 jazz renaissance each and every night, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here with another hour of good, solid jazz music. And we give you one more from the legendary Mr. Bongo. Here he is with the tune Hey Boy, Hey Girl, off the 2010 CD Latin Percussion with Soul.
You to know I'm gonna miss you so much if you go. Hey boy, I tell you no lie, something deep inside of me's going to die if you say so long, if this is goodbye. Can't be true. How am I supposed to exist without you? Hey boy, now don't put me on. What's gonna happen to me when you're gone? How will I live? How can I go on?
My name's Jack Costanzo, and I can tell you the pleasure it is to be talking with Joe.
Thank you.
That was jazz vibraphone and marimba player Arthur Lyman with the 1959 tune, The Lice of Jazz. So Arthur really brought about this style of faux Polynesian music during the 50s and the 60s, or what became to be known as exotica. Essentially, he was known as the king of lounge music. This cat is right out of Hawaii, and his career was one packed repertoire of good. And as the music carousel goes round and around, he got a new burst of popularity in the 90s when the lounge music revival came back, and his CD sales went sky high, and for good reason. He's the king of it. From the woman who coined the term and song, The Late Late Show, here's jazz vocalist Dakota Staton with the 1958 song Let Me Off Uptown off her LP Dynamic.
If it's pleasure you're about and you feel like stepping out, all you've got to shout is let me off uptown. If it's rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal. All you've got to spill is let me off uptown. Rib joints, juke joints, hip joints. Where could a girlie go to tap it? If you want to pitch a ball and you can't afford a hall, all you've got to call is let me off uptown.
And you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
This can't be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spells. To repeat, this is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well. Yet I long to look into your eyes. Oh, this can't be love because I feel so well. No sounds, no sorrow. No dizzy spells. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still. Just to repeat, this is too sweet to be love. Oh, this can't be love, 'cause I feel so well. Yet I long
That was Kansas City singer and actress Ebony Fondren, joined by the great Everett Devan and Matt Hopper with the tune This Can't Be Love. Originally from Chicago, she has a strong, solid jazz voice that has been working in and around the Kansas City area for the last 10 years easily. Her jazz group, Ebony and the Ivories, keep things fresh and bring new life into the classics of jazz and blues. She is also a talented actress and has feature roles at some of Kansas City's top theater companies in productions like Little Shop of Horrors, Hairspray, and Ain't Misbehavin'. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what she had to say about her real career desires in life.
I knew that I wanted to do something musical. I never had the aspirations to be like a big famous world, like renowned, like famous musician, like a, you know, Beyonce, or to have that caliber of a career. I just always knew that I wanted to be performing and on stage and like, you know what I mean?
From the cool of Les Elgard off a 2013 CD called Big Band of the Swingin' Years, here's the tune Who's Your Little Who's This, next on Neon Jazz.
Sadako Fuji. I'm a Japanese jazz piano player. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was pianist and composer Hiromi with the 2011 tune Now or Never off her CD called Voice. She has been very good in bringing a breath of new, fresh jazz air into the world of music since 2003 with her debut. And since that time, she has been on the scene and making her voice very well known, and it's good for her and it's good for us. From the talented Gil Evans Project, we give you the 2015 tune Avalon Town off his CD Lines of Color Live at the Jazz Standard. And it just happens to be up for a Grammy for good reason, kids.
Thank you. this is Arturo Sandoval, and you're listening to Mio Jazz with Joy DeMino.
That was Italian-born big band leader Ralph Martardi with his Marlboro Man with the 1959 song Somebody Loves Me off his LP Marvelous Martardi. So he first played professionally at the age of 14 in Chicago, and his first job was as a band leader in the U.S. Navy during World War II. From there, he was hired by ABC Radio, and that reputation he garnered landed him a contract with Mercury Records, and we are hearing him now on the radio, and as they say, the rest is history, baby. From Courtney Pine in 2012, here's a song called Cook Up. We move forward with this episode of Neon Jazz. Thank you.
Avedon saxophonist and composer and band leader, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMita. Thank you.
That was the talented Canadian jazz cat Dave Turner with his quartet in tow, featuring Nelson Simmons with the 1995 song First Nation off their CD Thank You for Your Hospitality. This act came together with some of Canada's most experienced young musicians, and they are heavily steeped in both bop and swing, and they do real, real good on the air drums. From the cool and spirited outfit known as the Jazz Crusaders, one of the best inventions of the fast-moving L.A. soul jazz scene of the early 60s, we give you the cool of the 1962 tune Blues for Ramona off the LP Complete Live at the Lighthouse. Again, that was the crazy cool L.A. Jazz Crusaders in 1962 with the song Blues for Ramona. And from the Crusaders, we give you the Italian quintet known as Five for Jazz with the song Chia Blues off the 1998 CD Soulscape. This is one song on an album full of hard swinging and advanced bop. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a dude full of soulscape, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Thank you. I'll take that payment in an envelope later.
Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. Drop us a line. Let us know what you'd like to hear. We always love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.